I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. The other day, we were reading about this report by a research company called Generator. It says financial transactions done through mobile phones are about to explode. By 2014, we'll be moving $633 billion a year through that little thing in our pocket. Kind of amazing. Unless you've spent time in Africa.
Well, this is one of these amazing places where Africa's ahead of the rest of the world.
That's Ethan Zuckerman. He's a researcher at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. He closely follows technology in Africa. I asked him how cell phones are being used there.
Mobile phones have been used as a payment device across the African continent for a few years now. And one of the reasons it's caught on so quickly is that there's no other infrastructure to replace it. In sub-Saharan Africa, credit cards are not very widespread. Most people don't have them. Bank checks are fairly uncommon. And so what this means is that if you want to make a major purchase, you're often carrying shopping bags full of cash. And you can imagine how inconvenient this gets.
I imagine that's dangerous, walking around with huge bags full of cash.
I'm sort of a big guy and fairly intimidating looking, and I used to have the job of being bagman for my friends in Ghana who wanted to buy cars.
Oh, no.
And literally, buying a used car required two huge shopping bags full of cash. Now this is all on your phone.
What's going out over these phones? Is it currency? Is it minutes on the phone? What is moving around?
I think Uganda may have been the first country to really adopt this. And they had a system called Sente. And what happened with Sente is you basically just sent information. So you were in Kampala. You bought a phone card on the MTN network. And let's say you bought it for the equivalent of $20. You would call up the phone lady in your home village, and you would read her the code on the back of your card. She would use that to top up her phone, and so she functionally had just been transferred $20. And then you would say, okay, give $19.50 to my mother. Oh, and by the way, put her on the phone so that I can make sure that she says, yes, I got the money. What happened was a number of people in the development community realized that this was a really powerful technology. It was really useful, and they formalized the system in Kenya under a system called M-Pesa. And in M-Pesa, you're no longer really transferring minutes anymore. You're just at this point transferring money. And so if you have an M-Pesa-enabled mobile phone, it simply has another menu which says, do you want to send money and who do you want to send it to?
How widespread is this across different nations in Africa, and what is that doing to the economies there?
Well, mostly what it's doing to the economies is it makes them more efficient. It's unevenly spread across the continent. Kenya, Uganda have been particularly good. I think Nigeria is making some moves in this space. Zambia has been a real pioneer. There's incredibly rapid consumer adoption. And my sense is that what you see happening in Africa is a really interesting precursor for the rest of the world.
How so?
The way in which we have easy access to credit and easy access to cash alternatives is pretty uncommon in the rest of the world. And if you think about just how many people in sub-Saharan Africa, in India, in China, who might experience banking for the first time through the mobile phone rather than through the ATM card or through the bank line, I think what we're really looking at is a global movement of billions of people coming into more formal economic and banking systems.
As the world seems to be rapidly expanding in mobile phone payments, what can new companies learn from all that has already evolved in Africa?
We tend to assume that innovative services get picked up by early adopters. So alpha geeks who are out there Twittering and foursquaring and using whatever's newest. It may turn out that payment technology is the sort of thing that gets adopted by marginal groups before it gets adopted by early adopters, because marginal groups have more use for it. If you have, you know, three or four functioning credit cards, you may not be all that excited about paying with your mobile phone. But if you are unbanked in one fashion or another, this may actually be very exciting and very innovative. So understanding that not only is there opportunity at the bottom of the pyramid, but there's innovation at the bottom of the pyramid is something that technology companies should be taking seriously.
Ethan Zuckerman at Harvard's Berkman Center. Hear more of our interview at futuretense.publicradio.org. Future Tense is produced by Larissa Anderson. I'm John Moe.
American Public Media.